Welcome to a preview of the first Web 2.0 Expo, happening April 15th through April 18th, 2007, at Moscone West in San Francisco. For more information, visit web2expo.com. Today's conversation is with...
Hi, this is Tim O'Reilly. I'm the founder and CEO of O'Reilly Media, one of the two companies that is putting on the Web 2.0 Expo.
Hi, this is Brady Forrest. I'm one of the conference chairs for the Web 2.0 Expo. I'm heading up the technical tracks, which includes fundamentals, web ops, and services and platforms.
Hi, this is Dave McClure. I'm also a co-chair for the Web 2.0 Expo conference. I help startups get rolling, and I used to work at PayPal and Simply Hired. I'm going to be running the marketing and community track and also the strategy and business model track.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Polka. I'm a producer for CMP on the Web 2.0 events, and I'm also the track chair for the design and user experience track at Web 2.0 Expo.
So basically, I wanted to start by giving a little bit of an idea of why this conference. As you probably know, we started the Web 2.0 conference, later renamed the Web 2.0 Summit, back in 2004. We realized there was a new economy growing up around the idea of the Internet as platform, and we wanted to tell that story. We've done so very successfully. People now use Web 2.0 in casual conversation, at least in the tech industry, not always understanding what it means, but we've certainly had a major impact in getting across the idea that the web is becoming the platform. But as we looked at that first conference, the summit, it's a high-concept conference focused on the big ideas, but it's also an executive conference. It's focused on bringing together the business people, investors, and as a result, it's limited attendance, invitation only. And we started running up against the limits of that in the last couple of years. Last year, we had to turn away 5,000 people who wanted to be invited to the Web 2.0 Summit. And so we wanted to have an event that we could hold much more broadly, have a much larger attendance. But we also wanted to get down below just the concepts and the business and the presentation of new products to really focus on the technology. Because ultimately, as people come to grips with what it means to build a new Web 2.0 startup, there's a lot they need to learn. And so we wanted to put together a conference that in really classic style was hands-on, practical. What do you need to know if you're trying to build one of these Web 2.0 applications? And that involves both understanding operations, some of the server technologies, understanding some of the design principles, understanding the new business models, and so that's really the focus of this conference. It also includes an expo, so we're basically allowing companies to come and strut their stuff, show what they've done. So it's very much a complementary conference to the original Web 2.0 Summit, and the two will basically alternate with the summit in the fall and the expo and conference that we're now talking about happening every spring. So, Brady, can you maybe tell us a little bit about the tracks that you're putting together?
Sure. So, as I mentioned, I'm heading up the technical tracks. And that includes fundamentals, which I view as being geared towards technical product, program, and project managers. Web operations, which is geared towards people who are building internet-scale applications. And services and platforms, which is geared towards developers who are looking to build web applications or consume web services from other companies. In fundamentals, we're really looking to explain the broad concepts that are fundamental to Web 2.0. So to do that, we've brought in people like Andrew Turner, Mikkel Marin, well-known neo-geographers who run website abstraction and have worked on GeoRSS to talk about how you can add location to your web app via Google Maps, using GeoRSS, how to encode your data. We've also invited John Musser of the mashup tracking site Programmable Web to talk about what he's learned about APIs and mashups. He has over 1,000 mashups listed on that site, and he has a really good view into what makes a really popular API. We're also going to have Niall Kennedy, who used to work at Technorati and designed Microsoft's RSS platform, to discuss syndication. What are the business models around that? What are the formats you really need to look at? In the web operations track, looking at how do you make your web app scale? How do you know if it's failed? What can you do to scale quickly? To kick off the track, we're going to have Cal Henderson of Flickr discuss how he scaled Flickr just with a file system. We're going to have one of the founders of Dig discuss how they scaled their site quickly, and a Live Architect, Microsoft Live Architect, discussing how they're redoing their data centers using commodity hardware and the Windows operating system.
I think one of the real key points here is that, you know, operations is one of the core competencies of Web 2.0 companies. Someone once described Web 2.0 in a nutshell as fail fast, scale fast. If you hit it right with a Web 2.0 application, you can have just an enormous ramp. So, for example, MySpace, at the inflection point of their curve, was adding, you know, a million users every 4 days. And so you have to build a system that from the get-go, you know, can be scaled up. You know, if you get discovered and your idea is right, you can't play catch-up at that point. You've got to have something that you can just roll out and move with. And I think a lot of what we're trying to explore is, if operations is going to be one of these key competencies, what can we learn from people who've actually had to go up that stratospheric curve? So back over to you, Brady.
All right. WebOps is one of the core competencies of Web 2.0. Sites either have to fail fast or scale fast. We're going to be learning from people who've done just that, with Cal Henderson from Flickr, discussing how he's built large-scale file serving systems, one of the founding members of Dig, and the fellows who bring you EC2, a new virtualization service that allows you to immediately scale up the number of servers you have.
So, Dave, what are you covering and the tracks that you're managing?
Sure. Thanks, Tim. The track that I think I'm really interested in having people hear more about is a track for marketers. This is near and dear to my heart because I...
Hey, wait a minute. I thought marketers had nothing to do with Web 2.0. This was the holy land of free and open and everything good for the user.
Well, this is actually the dark side of Web 2.0, the Star Wars universe. So actually, once you've been conquered by the Emperor, you learn all about how to do marketing Web 2.0 style.
Aha.
So I actually, from my own background, I started out as a programmer and did a small startup in the early, mid-late 90s timeframe, and gradually started moving over more towards marketing. So I still profess to be a technologist, but these days I try and just barely keep up on that front. But when I was at PayPal, I tried to learn a lot about how to communicate to people who were still technologists and make sure that they understood, you know, what the tools and technologies are about and how to get that message out. So with Web 2.0, there's actually a lot of new ways to do that. So blogs are obviously on the radar for a lot of people. Search engine marketing and search engine optimization are also techniques that I think people are starting to learn about to both reach out to customers and bring them back to the website.
Right. In other words, they're becoming real mainstream as opposed to just something that those guys who are trying to game Google do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I used to think that what I did was more geek marketing, but I think what's been happening is that traditional marketers are starting to learn about how they can use online techniques to help reach new audiences and even reach their existing audiences more effectively and with a lot more metrics and measurement than they might have been able to do before. So the type of topics that we think people who are doing Web 2.0 marketing or online marketing should really have in their belt, again, search engine optimization and search engine marketing, new techniques in publishing, so not just blogging, but also podcasting and video casting. In general, community evangelism, how can you reach out to people in your community and let them help sell your message and tell people more about why your website or service is great? Some techniques in viral marketing, both the traditional use of email, but also using that via features on your website or in widgets that might be used on other people's blogs or websites. We'll have a number of sessions that talk about various social networking sites and services and how that can also be used for people to get effective messages out to communities that they might not have been able to reach before. I think with the success of MySpace and Facebook and other sites for business social networking like LinkedIn, there's now a lot of new ways for people to reach core audiences.
Yeah, I imagine you're also going to have Kathy Sierra do her terrific tutorial on creating passionate users.
Kathy is going to be on the main stage talking about passionate users and how they can, you know, use evangelism in a way to reach larger audiences. And in addition, Ted Reingold from Dogster in one of the other sessions is going to be talking about how happy users can help people discover new features that they want to build for their site. So even letting the community help design your products as well as market them.
So, Jen, how about you? You're talking about design and the role of design in Web 2.0. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, design and user experience. And one of the things we've talked about a lot when we've been putting this track together is who we're trying to reach with this and how the role of the designer has been changing in the last couple of years as Web 2.0 has sort of become where everyone's trying to go. And I think this crosses over with a lot of the other tracks as well, but we're trying not to just reach the sort of Silicon Valley startup crowd who may already be more familiar with this, but also reach out to sort of the rest of the web world who's still moving from 1.0 to 2.0 and help them figure out how to do that. So we're kicking off the track with a talk about the new role of the designer in the Web 2.0 world and how designer's role crosses over quite a bit with the programmer, with research, that it's not just a visual design experience anymore, but there has to be a very solid understanding of how the user is experiencing the site and how they may come in contact with the content that's being published. So we're following that with talks about things like placelessness, the idea that you're going to encounter content in many different places. You're not able to be in control anymore of how the user connects with the content that you're publishing. We're also talking about Web 2.0 as a philosophy. If we're trying to help people move from 1.0 to 2.0, they have to understand it's not just technology. You know, it's easier probably in a small startup to have designers and programmers talking to each other and co-designing and co-developing. But if you're at a big company who's used to having departments and roles and structure and using a waterfall method, how do you get from there to developing lightweight, fast applications that scale, that have great user experience, that take advantage of microformats, things like that? It's not just about educating the team about the technology, but it's about moving to a new philosophy that has new organizational structures that go with it, new management style, and really a new culture. So we'll have a panel specifically on that, but I think that also will inform really the entire rest of the track.
Right, that also sounds like that's overlaps with some of the subjects that Brady's tracks are covering in terms of development processes and techniques for rapid application development. Can you say any more about that, Brady?
Yeah, we're going to be having sessions that talk about Ajax to allow you to select which framework you'd want to use for your rapid prototyping. We'll also have a good overview of microformats, which is something that's being covered in the design track.
There's a number of areas where they're going to cross over, and what we're trying to do is we have, for instance, a microformat talk in two of the different tracks, and what we'll do is give a designer's eye view of them in the design and user experience track and a more technical view in Brady's track.
Right, so the point you're making is we're really trying to build a program that will have plenty of good content for a broad range of audience types. Obviously, there are keynotes of the kind that we have at the Web 2.0 Summit, people like Jeff Bezos, Eric Schmidt, so you can kind of hear from the big dogs. But also then when we get into the specific tracks, if you're a developer, you can come and know that there's a lot of developer-oriented content. If you're a marketer, there's marketing-oriented content. And if you're a designer, there's design-oriented content. So we're really looking at the fusion of skills that are required. Now, of course, if you're a startup, you're probably developer, marketer, and designer all rolled into one. So you may actually be crossing over and finding things across the entire program.
Tim, you brought up a great point. Also, the other track that I'm helping, this is Dave, on the strategy and business model. There, we're really trying to target startup entrepreneurs and investors and even people who are outside the startup field who are trying to understand more about what's the business model behind startups, how Web 2.0 startups can actually make money, which is important these days, and get a perspective on really what the startups go through as well as larger enterprise companies as they're applying Web 2.0 techniques.
If you are a marketer, Fundamentals is one of the tracks that we're aiming at you, designed to give an overview of a new section of the web, something you may not have understood before. You may have heard of tagging or user-generated content, but you didn't really know what that meant or how it could be applied to your business or to your website.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Brady. I've been in meetings, particularly with people from big companies who have heard about these Web 2.0 technologies, and they've heard some of the buzzwords go by, but they don't really understand them. And it's really important, as more and more people come into this market, that we're not just trying to talk to all the people who are already in the know. We're trying to create an educational experience for people who know that there's something going on. They want to be a part of it, and they need to know where to get started.
And I think one of the things that attendees will find at the event is that if they are from a big company, one of the things they're trying to do is act more like a startup. So there's, you know, there'll be startups within big organizations who are using agile methods, using a lot of user testing, and elevating design into the culture, or Web 2.0 design in particular, higher in the culture as a higher priority. So there's a lot of crossover between the corporate attendees and the startup attendees.
Just a quick question. In addition to, obviously, the keynotes and the various tracks with hands-on, so practical instruction, there are also other events at the conference. So there's an expo hall. How many exhibitors are we expecting, Jen?
Well, we have 60 already, and we're still signing up new ones every day, so I'd say we'd have between 80 and 100.
Great. And then there's something called the Long Tail Pavilion. What's that?
The Long Tail Pavilion is designed for companies whose marketing strategy relies primarily on word of mouth. So the normal economics of a trade show might not work for them. They may be looking for, you know, thousands and thousands of customers that they're going to find, you know, primarily purely over the web. So they're not really looking for customer acquisition primarily by coming to Web 2.0 Expo. But they'll want to be there. They'll want press to pay attention to them. And they'll want to be looking for partnerships and conversations and how to plug into the whole Web 2.0 ecosystem. So for those folks, we have a very low-cost way for them to get involved in the show, have a pedestal, and be part of, you know, what we're defining as really the long tail of the web.
Well, that's excellent, because, of course, that's also something that the attendees want. They want to get a chance to meet face-to-face with people from companies that are just sort of starting to bubble up on the radar, as well as the ones that are already well-known. And this is a great opportunity to get to see some innovators.
You know, we tend in the Web 2.0 circles to feel that everybody knows everybody, but this event is reaching out beyond that, and I think, you know, we're trying to connect people with the crowd that might not know the faces. So if there's a place for them to go and meet these startups in the Long Tail Pavilion, that really facilitates a more democratic culture.
Right. As part of exposing some of these really innovative approaches, we've also bringing something that we started at O'Reilly called Ignite. Brady, could you talk a little bit about Ignite and what we're going to do with Ignite at the Web 2.0 Expo?
Yeah, Ignite is an event that started in Seattle where people are given 5 minutes to get up on stage. They have 20 slides, and it's 15-second slide. They don't get to control it. And this is going to be an event that's open to the attendees, night of the workshop. So the night before the formal conference starts, it's a pretty breathless show where people have to move quickly, talk fast, and get their ideas across very simply.
So we're really forcing people to do the elevator pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you've done this as a sort of an evening event in bars in Seattle, and it's been a huge hit. You're turning people away at 300-400 people trying to crowd into a bar to see this.
Yeah.
So this could be the biggest Ignite ever.
Yeah, I hope so.
Good. And then what's Web 2.0 Open?
Web 2.0 Open is a companion event running right alongside Web 2.0 Expo that allows attendees to create the content for the most part. So having a big sign-up sheet, and people can come and say, I want to give a session, connect with other people, and sort of create their own event.
So it's a little bit of a food camp or bar camp-like experience where we've got some space and some facilities, and it's for all the people who say, hey, I'm not on the program, but I have something to talk about. Somebody want to hear me.
Exactly. There'll be sessions that are given on site that people sign up for. There'll also be discussion groups, Birds of a Feather sessions. We're also going to do a mashup contest. There'll be sort of an ongoing mashup room where people can sit there and work on a mashup to be announced, and a prize will be given at the end. Brady?
Well, Ignite is part of it, and it's a good way to kick off. We're going to see which presentations from Ignite really generate a lot of excitement and then urge those people to give more longer-term sessions in Web 2.0 Open. Another special thing we're doing for Web 2.0 Open is Michael Wesch, the professor from Kansas State University who did The Machine Is Using Us video, is going to be there and talk about how he came to create that video.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. He did such a great job on that. It was very thought-provoking.
I should mention also that the Web 2.0 Open is, as one would expect, open to anybody who wants to attend. So it's an entry point for people to get involved with Web 2.0 Expo who aren't ready to buy a full conference pass.
And on the other side of that, I guess one thing we should also mention is the Sunday before the regular conference begins, we're going to be having several workshops for a number of folks who want to get up to speed on specific topics. So in the marketing and community track, we'll be having a special workshop focused around search engine optimization and search engine marketing, another one around community evangelism tools and techniques. I think there's a number of other workshops that the other conference chairs can talk about. In the strategy and business model track, we'll be having a separate pitch workshop for startups that are looking for financing and trying to work on refining their message. Brady, isn't there also one for folks trying to learn about Ruby?
Yeah, we're going to have David Black, who wrote the excellent Ruby for Rails book. He's going to be giving a three-hour session on Ruby. We're also going to have the Yahoo research team giving a sneak preview of their high-performance web pages, talk, and concepts. This is a book that's being worked on currently at O'Reilly. And they've done a lot of research on what actually slows down users, what speeds up user load time on the Yahoo site. And they're going to reveal those 13 rules as well as some of the tools that they use.
And on the design side, we have two great tutorials, one from Kelly Goto, who runs Goto Media, which is about, she calls it the iterative app. And again, it's about the iterative design and development process specifically for designers, how to move from sort of, she calls it from discord to design. So how to get out of the chaos and into a more flexible and agile development and design model. And we've got two Web 2.0 entrepreneurs, a software developer from Trulia and one from InfinityBox, who are collaborating on a workshop called Web 2.0 as a UI Paradigm. And they'll be using their expertise to show designers how to make Web 2.0 applications that really grab a user.
So coming back around to the main stage, I mentioned Jeff Bezos and Eric Schmidt as keynotes. Who else is coming into keynote?
We've got a number of other keynotes. We're trying to mix it up on the format, starting out with a conversation with Jeff. We'll follow up with a seated conversation that John Battelle will moderate with Mina Trott and Joe Kraus that's titled Built to Last or Built to Sell. So we're talking about how startups are building themselves in this day and age on the second round for acquisition or for sort of a long-term play and what that means to their businesses, their culture, their organizational structure, and their business models. We're following it up with a demo of the new Apollo platform by Kevin Lynch at Adobe. And then we're going into a program that we call our Launchpad, which maybe you want to cover, Tim.
Well, Launchpad is, just as the name suggests, it's actually a platform for companies to announce new products. We have a panel of prestigious venture capitalists who review people who apply to be part of the presentation and make their pitch on stage. And they each get a short presentation to tell the world why their startup is so valuable and so interesting. So it's a pretty exciting way to see new startups.
And we'll be launching a couple of companies each day from the main stage, usually at the end of our keynote block. So on the second day, we'll be talking with a couple of mobile 2.0 companies, Phone, Telme, and Nokia. So Bill Tanzer from Hitwise is going to cover sort of the state of the web in terms of analytics and who is the Web 2.0 audience, especially talking about how Ajax and other Web 2.0 technologies are changing how we measure web audiences. We're going to hear also from Kathy Sierra, famous for talking about how to create passionate users, and from Google's Eric Schmidt in conversation with John Battelle.
And we'll have Dirk Willem van Gulik, the CTO of Joost, up there giving us a preview of that.
Yeah, Joost is obviously making a lot of waves in Hollywood.
Yeah, they have a big announcement. We have two more panels that we should cover. Jeff Weiner, the SVP at Yahoo, is also going to be in conversation, talking about what's ahead for Yahoo. And I think one of our final panels will be on Enterprise 2.0. We'll be featuring Dan Farber from CNET talking with Shai Agassi at SAP and Subra Iyer from WebEx and probably one or two others.
That's a great lineup. Yahoo's doing a lot of innovating, and in terms of the enterprise, I think that's one of the big frontiers for Web 2.0. We're really seeing it move from consumer applications into enterprise applications, and if you're a corporate developer or a strategic planner, this is something you really need to get your head around.
One final comment I'd like to make, or maybe not final, but one other aspect of the event I think we should talk about a little bit is just the opportunity to connect with other attendees. Now, in the spirit of Web 2.0, I think the networking And the learning that you can get from the other people attending the conference is one of the major reasons to attend.
All right.
The Web 2.0 Expo show floor is full of a wide variety of different companies that will be demonstrating on the Expo floor, from Web 2.0 startups to the major platform players, enterprise development platforms, design tools, and everybody in between.
So a lot of what you're saying here, Jen, is that really Web 2.0 started out as a big idea, but it's really turning into an economy. And what we're really exploring here is the Web 2.0 economy. It deserves not just a conference, but also a trade show.
Exactly. It's such a complex ecosystem, and there are so many different players that are plugging in and creating value. And the Expo really is a place for all of those companies to come together and speak to the market.
And for folks who are interested in learning more about what's happening, we're going to be posting updates and announcements to the conference on the blog, the program chair's blog on the conference. So if you'd like to check that out, I believe that's blog.web2expo.com.
So we've talked about the program, you know, but the really important part of any conference is what happens in the evening. So we have any parties, any good sponsor events that you can talk about, Jen?
I think you'll see many more to come, but we already have several exciting events planned. Our first night, right after the show floor opens, we'll be having what we call a booth crawl, where the sponsoring companies on the floor will be hosting beer, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres, so you can go from booth to booth and not only get a view into what it is that they are offering the audience, but also a little something to eat or drink, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. The second night, we're having a big conference party. It'll be sponsored by Nokia, and that's the main time for the conference attendees to get to know each other, relax, and start having discussion. In addition, though, we'll have, of course, the Birds of a Feather sessions, the Web 2.0 Open, and the Ignite events are other ways that we'll be connecting attendees to each other.
Good, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people figuring out how to hack the conference by setting up the parties around the area during the week of the event.
I can't imagine a Web 2.0 event that wouldn't have a whole lot of parties attached to it.
Right.
So. It's a good thing.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Web 2.0 Expo takes place April 15th through April 18th, 2007, in San Francisco. Read all about it and register to attend at web2expo.com.